Good evening and welcome to our Thursday night prayer meeting. There are certain issues for us to pray for, and we rejoice to hear that Rose Joy's husband, William, seems to be making improvements. So we can give the Lord praise and thanks for the improvement. Can we also pray for William that he may come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as his own Saviour and Lord? Vigila seems to be making better progress and is relying on the Lord following the death of her father. Let's pray for her that she may be strengthened and know the grace of God in these difficult times. We have also been asked to pray for a little two-year-old boy called Adam Onyibe, who is in hospital. He has the coronavirus, but it seems that the medical opinion is that he won't survive. But let us pray for him that he will survive and that God may be glorified. So let's pray together tonight. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for keeping us in these difficult times. We thank you, Lord, that in one way or another we can join together and know that fellowship together and know that oneness together when we come and pray. And Lord, we are agreed tonight that, Lord, those who are sick may be healed. Those that have been given no hope may rejoice in hope. Oh Lord, bless us, we pray, and bless these people as we pray for them. Lord, we pray for William, Rose Joy's husband, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that he is making improvement. And Lord, we pray that that improvement will continue and that, Lord, you will deliver him from this condition, Lord. Lord, may he know wonderful healing, Lord. Lord, what others say is impossible is not impossible to you. And Lord, we just bring him before you. Pray for Rose Joy that she shall be strengthened and that she shall be able to rejoice and that Mikando, her daughter, might indeed be blessed as well. Lord, we come before you with these difficult prayer requests, but our faith is in you. Our faith is in you. Lord, no matter what the medical prognosis is, Lord, we know that you are able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. And so we come to you tonight asking that Lord William shall be delivered and healed from this condition in Jesus' name. Now we also pray for William tonight, Lord, that he might come to know you as Saviour and Lord. Oh Lord, let him come under the sound of the gospel. May somebody testify to him or give us the opportunity to testify to him, Lord, that he might come to know you as Saviour and Lord. Oh, we pray for his healing. But we pray for his salvation above everything else, Lord, that he might know you, that he might know his sins forgiven, that he might know that he's on his way to heaven, that he's been born again of your Spirit. Hallelujah. Lord, work in this. We pray for Vigila, Lord, that you will strengthen her, that, Lord, she may know your grace from day to day as she faces difficult times and difficult tasks at the hospital. But, Lord, bless her, we pray. Bless her, we pray, and comfort her following the death of her father. Give her strength, we pray, in Jesus' name. Tonight I also lift up before you our brother Tom and pray that he may continue to be free from pain. We just pray that you would deliver him, set him free. Pray for Rose, Lord, that, Lord, she may be blessed at home, Lord, where she is, that she may know the wonderful reality of your presence with her day by day and moment by moment, Lord. Lord, strengthen her, Lord. Strengthen her, I pray, Lord. Strengthen her in every area, Lord. That, Lord, she may be blessed, even though she's on her own in that place, Lord, in that flat. Lord, may she know the joy and the comfort of your presence, Lord. Lord, we pray you'll heal her and deliver her from those problems that are giving her difficulties, Lord. Lord, give her a release, Lord, a release from some of those difficult problems that she's facing medically, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I bring again before you David Wheeler, that, Lord, you would be with him. Lord, deliver him from that coronavirus, Lord, in the precious name of Jesus. Heal him from the other conditions that brought him into hospital in the first place, Lord, and deliver him, I pray, from the virus. Oh, bless your wonderful name. Thank you, Lord. And, Lord, I pray for all those at church that, Lord, are working in hospital or working as carers, Lord, that you will give them that wonderful protection, Lord, the wonderful protection, Lord, from this virus, Lord. Watch over them, protect them, Lord, we pray, in Jesus' name. And now, Lord, I bring before you this little boy, Adam Onyibe. Lord, I pray that, Lord, where others have given up hope, there may be hope. Lord, deliver him. Heal him, we pray, Lord. Heal him, we pray. Lord, we just pray that whatever the medical opinion might be, Lord, you would override it, Lord. You would bring him back to full strength and health, Lord. We lift him up before you, Lord. We lift Adam up before you, Lord. Oh, Father, Lord, touch him where he is in hospital, Lord. Heal his body, we pray. Deliver him from that virus, Lord. In the name of Jesus, cast it out, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus, we ask it. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we pray for our church fellowship, Lord. That, Lord, not only for us, Lord, but all those who are your people in this country, Lord. Lord, who have been prevented from meeting together in a full way, Lord. Lord, we pray that we might know, Lord, that we might know a deliverance from the present situation, that we might move forward in victory, Lord. And that, Lord, as a result of our progress and our trust and our faith in you, Lord, mighty things might be done. Souls might be saved. Bodies might be healed, Lord. People might be set free from the burdens and the problems that beset them, Lord. Through the ministry of the church, Lord. Through the ministry of your people, Lord. May we see souls saved as a result of this situation, Lord. Where people will turn in desperation to you, Lord. And receive from you your wonderful salvation, your wonderful deliverance, your wonderful healing, Lord. In Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, use us as your witnesses, Lord. Use us, Lord, that we might testify. And that, Lord, we might see in this country a mighty new thing being done. Victories being accomplished, Lord. And, Lord, your church growing as it's never grown before in this country. In Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, bless us, we pray, in the precious name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And now, if you're listening at home, it's your turn to pray. So just pause the program. And bring your requests before the Lord. Those burdens, those things which are on your heart, for yourself and for other people and for the fellowship. Just bring these things before the Lord. Hallelujah. And now it's your turn to pray. And just pray from your heart for those burdens that are upon your soul, upon your heart. Those needs that you are aware of. That progress that you want to see accomplished in the name of Jesus. Those victories that you want to see won. Bring them to the Lord in the power of his name. Claim the victory in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we come before you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name tonight. So pause the program now and continue with your prayer. And when you've finished, then just click the closing prayer section to finish the program.